Well, negotiations on the plan to tackle climate change will come to a climax over coming days as the Prime Minister searches for an agreement with Barnaby Joyce and the Nationals on net zero emissions by 2050. A revised roadmap to decarbonise the economy will be considered by Cabinet today, and it will go before the Nationals party room on Sunday. The PM has been given fresh ammunition to land a deal. The latest annual Climate of the Nation report showing public concern about climate change has hit an all-time high at 75%. Richie Merzian is the director of the Australia Institute's Climate and Energy Program. Richie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
More Australians than ever before are worried about climate change, 75%. This is an annual survey. What does this show? Have people made up their mind climate change is a danger to the planet? What's the shift or major shift here this year?
Yeah. The Australian Institute's had the opportunity to track this since 2007, and concern is at an all-time high. It hasn't dissipated despite going through a pandemic, and some of the particular impacts, like for bushfires or droughts or species loss, is at a high of 82% of Australians are concerned that climate change is exacerbating these impacts. And within that, you're seeing a much larger number saying that that's happening right now. The majority of Australians believe climate change is causing more bushfires now, is causing more extreme heat now. So, yes, those impacts are here to stay, and we're seeing a much stronger appetite as well to respond to them through stronger climate action.
And that's important. So it's very easy to say that climate change, we're worried about it, but supporting stronger action has often been a sticking point. 70% of people in this survey support net zero emissions. Is that an increase?
It is a strong showing. Yes, it is an increase. But what they're also saying is that they want that net zero pathway to actually align with the Paris Agreement, to actually limit global warming to 1.5 degrees.
Right.
And what we know from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate is that that's going to happen anyway, so we need even stronger action. The other interesting thing along those lines is the International Energy Agency has come out and said, well, net zero by 2050 means no new coal, oil and gas. And almost two-thirds of Australians support that position as well. 66% support no new coal mines. So it's not just enough to have a long-term target. People want immediate impact, and that means no new fossil fuels going forward.
So two-thirds of Australians support no new coal mines. How many support coal-fired power stations phased out, which is another action that, you know, other groups and research papers have suggested?
That's quite a high number as well. 82% of Australians want to see a phase-out of coal power stations, and that doesn't matter whether which political persuasion or which state. It's a strong showing across the country. And you can see this being implemented by state governments right now, including coalition governments like in New South Wales, that will be phasing out their 5 coal-fired power stations and replacing that with renewables.
And
people know,
Richie,
the calls on the way out.
In your survey, these open-ended questions, is this 80% want coal-fired power stations phased out by, you know, 2030, 2040, 2060? Or, you know, and what's the flip side of that? Is there a question about how strong the support is for renewable energy?
Yeah, so that's a good question, Fran. There are varying levels of how quickly they want that to happen,
mm-hmm.
but there is still around over 40% want that to happen in the next 10 years. You're seeing a strong showing for an immediate change, whereas you're seeing a much higher number when it comes to a transition over the retirement age of these coal-fired power stations. That's important given the government is currently considering whether to subsidise and keep coal power stations on life support beyond their retirement age, but that doesn't seem to be popular according to our results.
Okay. So at the moment, the government is deliberating on the target it will take to deliver before Glasgow. The Nationals party room is important on that. Does your poll zero in on support in regional communities, and does that follow and echo that those strong numbers you've given us nationally in terms of support for stronger action on climate change?
Yes. Yeah, so the report does differentiate between mainland capital cities and regional areas. And the surprising finding is that there isn't much of a difference. You're seeing this support carry through both in regional areas and in those inner suburban seats as well. There is strong appetite across the board to see long-term climate action, immediate impacts to follow. The other thing that's quite clear is that renewables are popular regardless of where you are. In fact, it's the most popular solar in Queensland, the solar state. And so you're seeing a strong desire. Over 63% of Australians want a renewable-led recovery to the pandemic. Only 12% want a gas-fired one.
Okay.
So you're seeing renewables as the main position for investing in stimulating the economy.
What about, you mentioned Queensland, the four members of the National Party who we know are strongly opposed to net zero emissions by 2050 are all Queenslanders. Your poll overall, your survey overall does show that support, that concern about the threat posed by climate change in Queensland is less than national support, and also support for phasing out coal is less than the national support. By how much? How would you quantify the support in Queensland for action on climate change?
The support in Queensland, depending on which particular approach, is slightly lower, but not by a huge amount above the significant error margin of the report. And some interesting things is that actually support, well, one question in particular was quite striking, which is the question of whether coal has a strong future. And in Queensland, we saw that number drop from 45% of Queenslanders believing that coal has a strong future going forward last year to 37% this year.
So that's, I think, an 8% drop reality, in 1 year.
Yeah, so there's a strong sort of reality, I guess, that's sinking in that coal is actually on the way out. And that's driven in part by what's happening overseas as much as here, with our major coal markets all switching to net zero by 2050 or 2060 as well. That's going to impact our coal market, given most of our coal is actually exported to these markets. So you're seeing that even come through the heartland of Queensland.
The timing of this report, just as the federal government is about to decide in cabinet and then with their coalition partners on the targets and on the pathway to getting there, would you describe your survey as giving the government cover for tougher action?
Yeah, it's been very fortunate with the timing of this report. It shows that there's a lot more appetite for popular climate policy positions than what the government's putting forward, and that aligns with what's actually on the agenda for COP26 in Glasgow. The UK have been quite clear they want countries to come there with a stronger 2030 target, with the ability to consign coal to history, quoting the COP president. And there's popularity for both those things, no new coal mines, and as well as a stronger 2030 target, which the majority of Australians support.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, net zero by 2050 is a fraud if we're going to allow fossil fuels to flourish.
Richie Merzian, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Richie Merzian is Director of the Australia Institute's Climate and Energy Program, and the latest annual Climate of the Nation report is released by the Institute today. It's the 14th report.